Time to talk Tiger football. Coach Jack Banger joins us with the Fall City Tigers coming off last week's a loss to their old rival Auburn Bulldogs. Coach, Auburn's a team that, despite a 2-4 record, you remember back in the preseason when everybody had high hopes of a lot of things, including Auburn. They were ranked number 5 in the state, I think, and you had a lot of kids that weren't hurt and beat up and things like that, and were planning on a good season. Auburn's still a pretty darn good football team, especially at home.
Yeah, I think, you know, we hung with them. You know, with all the injuries we have, I think, you know, after the first quarter it was 7-0, and you know, offensively we struggled. You know, we had some guys injured, but defensively I thought we played well. We gave up a score right before the half to make it 21-0. You know, we didn't have our leading receiver. It turns out that our second leading receiver had a knee sprain, which we saw when we watched the film, and limping across the field and couldn't get separation, so that hurt. You know, so offensively, obviously, we struggled, but defensively, I thought we played really well. We gave up a couple big plays. You know, like really, for the situation we were in, we played really well for the first half. In the second half, we just wore down. I think guys got demoralized and it got kind of out of hand. But overall, you know, against a good Auburn team, I thought we put up a good fight based on what we were seeing with our situation, for sure.
And the wearing down thing is something you're not going to be able to avoid, because just strictly on numbers, your kids have got to play. You know, you play a 48-minute football game. Most of them are playing at least 40 minutes, I'm guessing.
Or more, yeah. I mean, we don't – there's multiple guys that never come off the field, special teams, anything. So, and the ones that do come off are only coming off for specials. So, yeah, I think, you know, we have to be in good condition. And really, conditioning hasn't been our problem. I mean, that's the first game where we've had a running clock. So we've played full games, you know, roughly anywhere from 150 to 160 plays. You know, and sometimes we're even in better condition, you know, at the end of games than some of our opponents. So really, that's not so much the issue. I mean, I keep telling everybody, we're the Baltimore Ravens of C1 football this year. I mean, you got, you know, a team in the NFL that dominates, but when you lose that many guys at any level, you know, Coach Coatney put it together from the summer, you know, what we went into Auburn with, and it was like first string punter, second string punter, first string kicker, second string kicker. You go right down the list. I mean, it was a huge list of we're down to third team guys starting on a team that only started with 27 guys.
Wow.
You know, and I'm proud of them, honestly. I mean, we've had Elijah Layden's a good example, sophomore, you know, who's really, really become a pretty darn good football player. We weren't planning on him playing a whole lot this year, you know, and Grant Cobes is another one. Bodie Jones, when we started the year, you know, we had no idea that those guys would be on the field as much as they are, and they've done really well. I mean, we've been competitive in every game except Auburn, you know, and so I think it's really, you know, it's easy to get frustrated as a coach or a player or a fan when you look at the record, but when you sit down and look at what these kids have done with the adversity they've been dealt, I mean, really, that's what sports is about, right? Not quitting and powering through. And I'm really proud of them. I'm proud of the effort they put out. And, you know, hopefully we'll finish this season on a strong note.
You know, that's something, Jack. It takes kind of a special breed, special mindset to play football anyway, because it's a tough sport. It doesn't matter what level you're playing at. You guys have got to fight the kids getting discouraged. And like I said, you've been in the games. So from that aspect, it's not like you're getting your head beat in every week, but you just got to keep the kids, the underclassmen, from getting discouraged and saying, nah, check this, I'm not going to do this anymore in the future.
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, we've got a bunch of young kids who haven't had a whole lot of playing time who go to practice every day, and we've talked about how good our summer was in terms of working out and stuff. We've done all this work. But, you know, there's a couple ways to look at that. Yeah, it's a mess for them, and it's not ideal. But, you know, when you come out the other side, I mean, why do we play sports? We play sports so, you know, we're building young men, quality young men who go out into society and contribute. I mean, I'd want to hire any one of those guys. I mean, I'll tell you right now, because they're guys that have shown that they're team players and that they're hard workers and they can overcome adversity. Now, as a coach, I'd love for them to have some success, you know, because of all that. But I was talking to one of my senior captains, and I said, you know what? You know, I said, in the end, you guys are going to win because you guys are going to be great, great young men, you know, mm-hmm. and I think that's really, in the end, why we do it. It's not for, you know, I know there's society and they want to see you win 70-0 and, you know, stack all the talent you can. And that's a whole nother problem. But I think really the whole purpose of sports is that. And I feel really good about these guys. They're just a good bunch. Practices are good. It's not like we're moping around in practice. It's not trying. I mean, guys are still pushing and they want to play. And I think that's really a testament to the character of these kids.
Well, we'll talk a lot about tonight's opponent during the pregame tonight, but you're jumping right into the fire tonight with undefeated Syracuse. They look like the best team in the district, at least on paper right now, and I think they've looked that way on the field too.
Yeah, hands down. We knew that coming into the season. I always laugh at preseason polls and stuff, you know, because as a coach, you watch a ton of film, right? And so we knew Syracuse was the team to beat in the district this year. I'm not shocked at all by their success. They're a well-coached team. They do the double wing, which is extremely hard if you are not disciplined and really strong up front to stop. The downside of the double wing is if you do stop it, now you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And so they are a very good football team. They're very physical. They're big. They're fast. We've seen this coming. They were good when they were in middle school. They got a really good basketball team. I mean, they're athletic. They got a good track team. So all those things kind of go together, right? So you put all that together and you knew that this team was coming. And I fully expect them to make some noise in the playoffs because I don't think anybody respected them out of the gate. I mean, being their coach would be fun because they have no respect. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think they even got a sniff in the top 10. And I'm thinking to myself, by the end of the year, they'll be getting it. Because let's face it, our district is not super tough, but they've played a Milford, they played a Boys Town. I mean, they've played some good football teams and handled their business. And so, and you know, if they don't have to play their starters a lot because their district is a little weaker, look out, because they're probably going to be more healthy than a lot of those teams in the playoffs. So, I think they've got good things coming, but we'll see.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time with us today. We'll visit with you in the pregame show tonight.
All right, thanks, John.
It'll be Fall City at Syracuse night coming up on KTNC. Kickoff at 7 o'clock from Syracuse.